From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Efforts in the Senate to move an aviation security bill to the floor ran into more obstacles today. Republicans continue to object to Democratic provisions that would replace airport security workers with government employees and compensate airline workers who've been laid off. The dispute is a sign of growing strains in a Congress that had worked to put its partisan differences aside after September 11th. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Even though Republicans voted to end their filibuster, they used other parliamentary moves to keep the aviation security bill from being considered today. Majority Leader Tom Daschle voiced his frustration on the Senate floor.
It is critical that we get this work done. No senator has to be reminded of that. And again, without acrimony, without pointing fingers, let's see if we can't work through it in a constructive way, and that is my intention.
One of the major sticking points is a provision that Missouri Democrat Jean Carnahan wants to add to the aviation security bill. She told her colleagues today that after bailing out the airline industry, it's past time they did something for its employees who've lost their jobs. Carnahan says her plan will do just that.
First, it will provide income support because many of these families live from paycheck to paycheck. And secondly, it will provide job training so that employees can prepare to work in other industries or new jobs within the airline industry. And third, it will give health care benefits so workers can stay in their health plan and keep their doctors while they are looking for work.
But Republicans contend this is not a relevant amendment for an aviation security bill. Arizona Republican John McCain is one of the bill's main sponsors.
We recognize that some of these actions have to be taken for the benefit of unemployed and laid off workers. We're fully in agreement with that. The question is, do we put it on an airline security bill or part of the stimulus package or some scaled down version on this package?
And there has been some scaling back of the proposed compensation. Its original price tag of $3 billion was dropped to $1.9 billion. But a top Republican aide said this afternoon that's still too much for many in his party. The aide warned that if the Carnahan amendment is offered, Texas Republican Phil Gramm will offer a measure to permit oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. There's also still considerable disagreement over how much federal control there should be over airport security and whether security workers should be federal employees. Democrats insist such federalization is vital for restoring people's faith in air travel. But Republican Whip Don Nichols says Democrats are pushing expansion of the federal government.
I think they're reaching too far, and I've communicated that with our colleagues. Hopefully they'll be a little more modest in their demands, and we can pass the airport security package, wrestle with the federalization issue, get that resolved.
Other Republicans sought today to play down concerns that the wrangling over the aviation security bill may be leaving travelers vulnerable. Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison says she's flown on airlines the past three weekends.
The security at airports is phenomenal, and the National Guard is doing a terrific job. It is making a difference in the comfort level, but we need to permanentize that system so that passengers will be able to not only feel safe and secure when they fly, but have some reasonable time frame in which to get through security. And I think when all this settles down, that is what we're all in favor of doing.
While negotiators work out some kind of a compromise on aviation security, Republicans want the Senate to move forward on an anti-terrorism bill that got the support of the Judiciary Committee's leadership last week. But Majority Leader Daschle says that will only be done once the aviation security bill is finished. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.